Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on the air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can pick up Wait Wait swag at the NPR shop and find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is David Lawrence from Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Pea Ridge, Arkansas?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, what is there in Pea Ridge?
Not much.
No. Well, what?
P-E-A?
Yeah, no. P-E-A.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you asked that, Bo.
David, welcome to the show. Carl Castle now is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
To determine at which man I leap, I must first hear him croon, squawk, or peep. My shining white knight should sound like Barry White. Women flock to a voice that is...
Sweet?
No, not sweet. Doesn't quite rhyme, sweet. Rhymes with leap or peep.
Can I hear it again?
You may.
To determine at which man I leap, I must first hear him croon, squawk, or peep. My shining white knight should sound like Barry White. Women flock to a voice that is...
deep.
Right! Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself for another shocking scientific finding. Women prefer men with deep voices. A new study detailed in the Journal of Biology Letters shows, in essence, that Barry White will have more reproductive success than Steve Urkel. David Feinberg of McMaster's University in Canada has done previous studies that showed that women found men with deep voices more attractive. So then he took his research to the next level. He studied the Hadza tribe in Tanzania, a tribe with no modern birth control. And sure enough, the squeaky-voiced Hadza tribe members had fewer kids. So it actually plays out. So Carl, just out of curiosity, do any of your 16 children, do they have your voice?
Everyone.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Good for them. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
Women like to hunt more than you'd think. They just need a nudge over the brink. Their hearts can be won with a color that's fun. So let's sell them a gun that is...
pink.
Right. Very good. Ladies, how many times have you thought to yourself, sure, I'd like to carry a 20-gauge shotgun, but that gunmetal gray really clashes with my sweater set? Well, gun makers such as Remington have heard your complaints. They're coming out with guns in a variety of attractive shades of pink. According to Jim Astle, the owner of Jim's Gun Supply, females want to shoot guns, but they want them to look pretty, too. Guys could give a rat's butt what their gun looks like. Although, to be fair to guys, among many men, rat butts are really prized. Astle's own 12-year-old daughter is the proud owner of a pink camouflage shotgun, which may look pretty and girly, but it's an essential item when you're hunting the feral Hello Kitty in its natural environment.
What exactly is pink camouflage?
I know. And what's a camouflage for?
I was going to say, how do you hide it? Where do you hide it?
I don't know. I mean,
you hide it in like you know, Bed Bath & Beyond or somewhere?
Here is your last limerick.
It has passed in Seattle's last vote that a farm beast to pet we promote. It won't fetch nor say woof. It butts horns and clomps hoofs. But we're happy now with our pet.
Goat.
Right. Very good. Pygmy goats were under siege in Seattle. The tiny goats are the size of a large dog, but since they were classified as farm animals, they were illegal in the city. Fugitives from justice, on the run from the law, but never fear, help was on the way from that great protector of goats, the Goat Justice League. That's their real name.
No.
They're a group of passionate goat supporters using their superpowers from their satellite headquarters far above the earth. The league convinced the Seattle City Council to reclassify the living trash disposal units as small animals, making them legal pets. Said City Council member Richard Conlon, the ruling was, quote, one small step for man, one giant step for goat kind.
The Goat Justice League?
Yes.
Shazam! Shazam!
Carl, how did David do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter. So, David, you win our prize.
Well done, sir. Congratulations.